She is Holly Agra.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You say, who's this guy? Who's this woman that he's talking? It is Holly and Bob Agra have been operating Mercury Skyline Cruise Line for, I think, 112 years in Chicago. How long have you been doing this, Holly?
Bob celebrated 51 years this year.
And he was honored this past year by the mayor.
Yes.
That I know.
Last year.
Yeah.
And I think it's 45 for me. But the family's been doing it for about 87 years.
So how did it all begin for you guys? Because it's so different now. I mean, everybody, it seems, has a boat. And is going, I mean, it's like the Dan Ryan Expressway almost here, where we are looking out the window, the Chicago River, Lake Michigan, going through the locks, just out on the lake. It has become too crowded, perhaps.
It's very busy, and unlike the Dan Ryan Expressway, on the Chicago River, there are boats being operated by people who are novices, and the boats run on a battery, so sort of like a golf cart. So you wouldn't see a golf cart on the Dan Ryan Expressway, and you wouldn't see a bicycle. So so many kayaks, of course, are like a bicycle, human-powered. So there's just so many different types of watercraft out there. It is difficult for the largest vessels in the river to operate without, really 110% attention.
You know, I met someone who I hope is not listening, who said, this person lives in the burbs, and said, I've heard about the architecture cruises. I've heard about those boats that go out onto the lake and are on the river. I know what you're talking about, but I've never done that. And this person has lived in the Chicago area for like 35 or 40 years. I can't even imagine. But in fact, there are people who have not done that. Now, if you're terrified of the water, I get it. But there are people who have not done that.
Well, even if you think you get motion sickness, you won't get motion sickness on the river because there's no waves and there's virtually no wind because we're operating in the bottom of a canyon surrounded by skyscrapers. So it's really very pleasant. And we have plenty of outdoor seating and also air conditioning. So if you prefer air conditioning, you can sit inside and stay cool.
Yeah. So how did it all start? Did you just one day say, or Bob, your husband, Captain Bob, I apologize, Captain Bob, did he wake up one morning and say, you know what, let's do boat rides?
Well, it was his grandfather in the 1930s who had a boat for six people. So
six people.
He started out at Navy Pier.
Your crew has more than six people now,
really?
Pretty much.
So yeah. This was before the invention of air conditioning. So if you wanted to get cool on the lake and you didn't have, most people didn't have their own boat, for 25 cents, you could go fast across the lake and get cool.
Wow. People did that?
Yes, people did that.
How did it grow into?
And then the business eventually moved to Michigan Avenue and also State Street. And during the Depression, of course, there wasn't a lot of travel and tourism going on. But residents of Chicago came down and had a respite day of leisure. And evidently it was affordable enough for people to come down and enjoy the waterways during the Depression as well. So Bob took over in 1976, and in 1991 we said, "Hey, let's reinvent the fleet and design something with the interior salon with heating and air conditioning, and then the upper deck for viewing of the skyscrapers." So it's been a lot of fun, and we have seven vessels that do the Chicago Architecture Foundation River Cruise during the day and private parties, weddings at night.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Chicago Architecture Foundation cruises because you're the original that really used the docents from the Chicago Architecture Foundation. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about my favorite, which is called the
Canine Cruise.
You've got it, and we will do that with my friend Holly Agra when we come back. Holly Agra's here from the Mercury Skyline Cruise Lines. They're the ones, by the way, we ought to be specific about this, on Michigan Avenue and Wacker Drive, but on the
Southeast.
Thank you. Southeast side.
Corner.
Southeast corner, because there's boats everywhere now. And but that's the thing. When you started, you guys were about the only ones. And now they're everywhere, but they're not all the same, which we'll talk about. So I bet you don't know this about me. Robin and I know you know my wife, Robin, we've been married many times. And once we were renewing vows, I'm talking about, a captain did it in the Galapagos. Are captains, is that something that Captain Bob can do? Is that something that you guys actually do?
Unfortunately, not in Illinois.
What?
In Illinois, it doesn't work. No.
But Captain Bob could also go online for $35 and become ordained that way.
Well, that's true. But I know in the state of Florida, all you have to do is be a notary and you can marry people. So it's very common for boat captains in Florida to perform ceremonies. But we can only do it once a couple has gotten married at City Hall or somewhere else. But we can certainly do it for their guests. And it's a lot of fun.
Do you do a lot of weddings?
We do a lot of weddings in the evening. We have the ceremonies on the upper deck. And then following the ceremony, when they have a champagne toast, we reorganize it for a party and go out to the lakefront. Most people see the fireworks. And they think that the bride and groom set up the fireworks just for their event.
So have you ever had the person there, the minister, whoever is doing the ceremony, say, and do you take this groom or this bride to be your, and the other person says, no. And then they jump off the boat because they have nowhere else to go?
No jumping off the boat. But no, a fun one was a engagement party where all the guests assembled and they were ready to pull away from the dock, and the couple announced, surprise, this is our wedding.
Wow.
And instead of the engagement party, it was actually their wedding. So
no one knew.
That was a lot of fun, and they surprised everyone.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Are they still married?
I'm not sure.
I hope so. Yeah, if not, they have to come on one of your boats again.
We do have many people come back and have an anniversary party. After they were married on the boat. Yes. You know, sometimes 1 year, sometimes 5 years, sometimes 10 years.
So these days, it seems as though everyone out there on the river or lake has their version of an architecture cruise, where the captain says something like, don't quote me on this exactly, but this is close, there's a tall building over there, a taller building. That is nothing like what you guys do. It's not the captain doing this, though they could. It is the Architecture Foundation docents.
Yes, and they did rebrand when they opened their Chicago Architecture Center. So I misspoke. It is the Chicago Architecture Center docents who have more than 100 hours of training, plus another 12 weeks, I believe, of training to specifically give the boat tour. So many of them started as the walking tour docents, where they can stop, they could even check their notes if they had to, but when they're giving the boat tour, the boat is cruising past the building, and if they were supposed to have spoken about it, they have to catch it on the way back. But they're really proficient at what
they
do.
Aren't they amazing?
They come from all walks of life.
Yeah.
They're all different types of people.
Well, there was
a
rather famous one recently, right? Allison Arwady.
Allison was one of our very famous docents, and we were grateful for her time working on the river. But really, they don't need to be famous. Some live nearby, some commute, and they are all in it for the love of sharing their knowledge.
Now, you've been all over the world. You've been on boats everywhere. Tell me about Chicago's architecture compared to other cities.
Well, there's such a high concentration of it in such a small geographical area. So unlike New York, you have to get way far away in the East River to see the architecture. Here in Chicago, you're so close, it's almost like you can touch it.
Yeah.
But going back to the Architecture Foundation, you know, a portion of the ticket price supports the great work that they do. And they have so many programs for students. They also have one for girls. And isn't that great that girls can become architects and civil engineers these days?
Yeah. Don't we have the first I don't, you have to help me on this. I shouldn't have begun the sentence, but now I have to finish it because I began. Right here, it's one of the architects, the first woman architect. Is it in Chicago? Is it in the country?
I believe Jeannie Gang has designed the tallest skyscraper in the world, which is right next door, the St. Regis Hotel.
Yeah, right here. And it's beautiful, too. But they not only point out who the architects were, but what the architecture is and why it is where it is and how it compares to this building or that building. It's fascinating.
Exactly.
And because it's always changing in Chicago, I go on it every year because I'm always learning.
It's always changing. And just now, the three tall new skyscrapers at Wolf Point are completed. And you can see three very tall skyscrapers in a very small footprint there on Wolf's Point.
And we'll give the website and information about where, I mean, truly, this is the architecture tour. If you have friends, family, whoever is coming into Chicago, even if you're not a part of it, but they ask you, this happens from all the time, you know, they ask for a recommendation. This is it. But let's talk about the Canine Cruise.
The Canine Cruise is about to begin for this season on July 13th.
What season is this?
Well, this is the early summer, late spring.
No. The 10th year, the...
You got me more than 10.
I mean, would you have ever thought when you began this thing, and we'll talk about how it all began in a moment, when you began this thing that 10 plus years later... you'd be talking about a cruise that dogs go on.
How many generations of dogs have you and I had since we started?
I know. That's the sad part in a way. You look back at the pictures.
But we had such great quality time our dog on board a boat, in the fresh air.
Yeah. So there we were. I was on WGN Radio then as well. And who pops into the studio? You do. And we're talking about how people, I mentioned it earlier, some people just don't come in to do these things, especially from the burbs, because you have to fight traffic. And by the time you get here, we were talking about how, oh my gosh, you want to go out to eat afterwards, but can you do that? Because you have to get home to walk the dog, all the time it takes. And I said, why not just include dogs on the cruise? And you looked at me like I was crazy, but then you tried it. And the TV stations all came out, and it was just going to be a one-time thing. But it was incredibly popular, and now other cities have replicated this.
I think so. And we're so lucky in Chicago that so many residents live within a couple blocks.
Well, that makes it so
easy. Yeah. Of the river.
So it's not only tourists.
Do
you have regulars that come in with their dog every, is it Sunday?
It's Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
And many people, you see them with strollers and dogs. And that seems...
Are babies in the strollers or the dogs?
Yes, the babies are in the strollers. We had one cat in a stroller, and we didn't sell them a ticket.
No cats, no pet cats.
No cats.
No pet birds.
No. Unless it's a pirate's parrot, but...
Oh, that would be okay.
Yeah.
And you have a new one. Speaking of pirates, you have a new cruise.
We have a new cruise called the Creepy Cruise,
ooh,
which is on Friday and Saturday nights for people that like to stay out late. And it's a 1 hour cruise on the river when it's a little more quiet, 9:30 at night. And the commentary talks about, say for instance, the Fort Dearborn massacre. Eastland disaster where over 800 people died, and I think there's some ghosts lurking around.
Really?
Yeah.
You do have ghosts?
I think so.
Do you guarantee that?
I every day is different.
She's making no guarantee. So I have lots of questions here. Essentially, people are asking, again, where are you guys located? Where do you park? Because people aren't going to swim to the boat necessarily. They have to drive. So can you explain that?
Sure. Well, we are located just opposite the Tribune Tower where you used to be.
Yep.
So at Michigan and Wacker, three blocks north of Millennium Park. And for those who are bringing their automobile downtown, just across the street and right next door to the Chicago Architecture Center is 111 East Wacker. It's a parking garage. You can pull right in there and you bring your ticket to the ticket window and get it stamped for a discount.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Or you could use Spot Hero or one of those services,
sure.
too, I suppose.
Sure.
All right.
But
and
it's real easy.
And your specific location is, again, on the
112
southeast corner?
112 East Wacker, if you want to put it into your GPS.
Oh, to find you.
Yeah, okay. 112.
All right. And what are the other questions here? Oh, the website. That's easy.
The website for the Chicago Architecture Center cruises and weddings or private parties, that would be cruisechicago.com. And for the canine cruise and the creepy cruise, that's mercurycruises with an S.com.
Perfect. Holly Agra, I know you're also involved and have been for decades to make our city a better city. So thank you for everything you do. You're still involved a bit with the Michigan Avenue Association.
Yes, that is a it's a great group of retail merchants and business owners, and we're working very hard to be a great destination within a destination.
Yeah, you know, and people say that nobody's coming downtown, and yes, there are issues, there are problems, there's no doubt. Having said that, I'll tell you, I'm downtown all the time, right? And the Riverwalk, whose idea was that? The first mayor Daley's idea? Whoever it was would be so happy.
Yes.
Because it is like the Dan Ryan Expressway with people. There's
yes.
joggers, there's families, there's tourists, there are people that live there. As everybody is using the Riverwalk, and there are so many restaurants along the way, some outdoors right on the Riverwalk, mm-hmm. others nearby. Well, all I know is if nobody's going downtown, why can't I get in? You need reservations to get into most of them, you know?
Right.
So it's a great problem to have. Holly Agra, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's always great to see you.